This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montagne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. It's hard to predict how many Iraqis will vote this month or how much violence they may face, but experts are confidently predicting a winner. Iraq's Shiite Muslims form a majority in Iraq, and Shiite leaders are expecting to take power. The question is what they plan to do with that power. The United States has not had close contacts with Shiite leaders, and some analysts suspect them of being too close to Iran or of planning to establish an Iran-style theocracy in Iraq. But now, a number of experts suggest the Shia are committed to democracy. NPR's Mike Schuster reports.
From Washington to the Middle East, the recent conventional wisdom has Iran meddling aggressively in Iraq. Bush administration officials claim that Iran has poured money, armed militia, and secret agents into Iraq. King Abdullah of Jordan has expressed fears of a tectonic shift in Middle East politics in favor of Shiite-led Iran. And members of the Iraqi interim government claim a million Iranians have slipped into Iraq to skew the vote in favor of the Shia. Now some experts, such as John Alterman of the Center for Strategic and International Studies in Washington, are challenging this view.
My guess is what you're going to have in Iraq is not another Iran, but that you'll have something different, and that in the longer term, Iran may become more like Iraq, where you certainly will have clerical influence on government, but you won't have clerical control over the government.
The U.S. administration has been slow to understand the Shiite political and religious dynamic in Iraq, according to many experts. But Iraq's senior Shiite clerical figures, led by Grand Ayatollah Ali al-Sistani, have supported elections from the moment the U.S. invasion deposed Saddam Hussein. Those who have met him and studied his views say al-Sistani does not favor the same approach to government, Shiite theocracy, established by Ayatollah Khomeini in Iran. What's more, influence in the Shiite religious world is in the process of shifting from Iran to Najaf in Iraq, home of Sistani and other powerful senior clerics, according to William Beeman, head of Middle East Studies at Brown University.
Najaf is again regaining its place as the center of the Shia community, and the Grand Ayatollahs who are still left do oppose the Khomeinist philosophy. If Iraq stabilizes, there will be a moderating influence on the Iranian community coming from Najaf, from very authoritative figures.
There are plenty of political differences as well between the two countries. For one, nationalism plays a strong role in Iraq, as do ethnic differences, according to Ruel Mark Gerecht, a former CIA analyst of Iran, now at the American Enterprise Institute in Washington.
I think the divisions between the Iraqi Shia and the Iranian Shia are considerable. I think the history does not work in favor of Iran. I'm skeptical that the Iranians are going to be able to capture a significant organization inside of Iraq, as you might call a junior partner or, more worrisomely, a clandestine partner.
In fact, says Gerecht, some of the powerful Shiite parties in Iraq are in the process of distancing themselves from their earlier Iranian sponsors. Much of the alarm about the rise of Shiite influence in Iraq has come from Sunni political leaders in Jordan and Saudi Arabia. William Beeman sees these Sunni fears reflecting the poor treatment of the Arab world's Shiite minority over many centuries.
There most definitely is a significant community within the core of the Middle Eastern countries that is Shia. And the possibility of there being a community of interest that's formed between these communities is extremely strong. Rather than be afraid of it or try to figure out some way to, you know, torpedo this movement, the United States should certainly be willing to accept the reality of the demographics of the situation.
For Ruel Mark Gerecht, the rise of the Shiite community in Iraq, including its clerical leadership, is one of the most important developments in the Middle East. This may not have been the way the Bush administration imagined democracy happening, but he says Washington should accept it nonetheless.
The Americans have introduced a revolution inside of the Arab world by allowing the Iraqi Shia to play the role that their numbers and accomplishments have certainly merited for at least 100 years.
If Iraq's Shia embrace democracy, find a new balance between politics and religion, and prove a moderating force on Iran, that is an outcome, although unexpected, that could have a beneficial impact on the wider Middle East. That is, if an elected Shiite-dominated government in Iraq can somehow find a way to end the current Sunni-led insurgency. Mike Schuster, NPR News.